Do you ever worry about what will happen to you when you die? It's a common fear, but you don't have to worry. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
People fear dying and leaving behind loved ones. As parents, we have this fear. I remember, especially when your kids are little, you think, well, I can't afford to die. Because then, well, who's going to raise my kids? And who's going to be there for my wife? And we can have those fears. What do you do about that? Well, it's obviously not God's design for you to be sleeping or trying to sleep at night and just so worried, oh, what if I die? Well, who's going to take care of this and who's going to take care of that? Oh, I'm just so worried about dying. I'm so afraid that I'm going to die and leave my loved ones behind. What do you do about that?
This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Thank you for joining us today for a very upbeat and positive message. That's right. The lesson today is entitled, The Fear of Death. But for those who have a genuine trust in the power and love of God, the dreadful fear of death is extinguished. Do you feel that release, or are you scared to death about dying? Pastor Jeff is going to lead us today through a passage in the book of Hebrews that puts death in the proper perspective. The message today, The Fear of Death, is from the 7-message series, God's Answer for Your Fears. And you can visit us online to find out all about that at fromhisheart.org. There, too, you can download a free MP3 of any of the broadcasts. Plus, you can download the free sermon outlines from Pastor Jeff. Right now, be ready to follow along in the book of Hebrews as we get God's answer to the fear of death.
Hebrews chapter 2, I'll begin reading in verse 14. The scripture says this, "Since then the children," talking about you and me, "share in flesh and blood, he himself," speaking of Jesus, "he himself likewise also partook of the same. He became a human being. He became a man. That through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might deliver those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives." The Lord wants to set free those people. He came to set free those people who have been slaves, who have been in bondage to the fear of death all their lives. The Lord doesn't want us to fear death. And maybe you're here tonight and you fear death, and God wants to set you free from that fear. So I want us to look tonight at 4 areas where people struggle in terms of the fear of death. Area number 1, people fear dying and going to hell. That's the big one. I mean, if you die and go to hell, you lose. You're done. There's nothing in the world worse than that. And people fear that. Even people who don't like to think about it. You know, we talk about fearing death. Most people don't like to talk about death. Now, we watch death on TV. We watch death on the news. We see death all the time in television shows that we watch, in dramas and movies. I mean, people are just dying right and left. But we don't, when it comes down to thinking about our own death, we don't like to think about that. We block that out because there is a fear of that. There's that fear of death, and there's a fear of dying and going to hell. And see, Jesus died, and he tasted death, the Bible says in Hebrews, for everyone. And he paid the price so that you and I wouldn't have to die spiritually, so you and I wouldn't have to go to hell. And the moment that you truly receive Jesus, you're saved. You are saved, saved from an eternal hell. John 3:16 is without a doubt the most familiar verse in all of the Bible. People who don't even know anything about the Bible oftentimes know John 3:16. If you go to ball games, you've heard of John 3:16 because people would have that sign up. But John 3:16 has been called the gospel in a nutshell. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." That tells you everything that you need to know to be saved. And the moment that you and I believe, whoever believes in Him, the moment that a person believes in Jesus, that person is saved. And God so loved you and He so loved me that He was willing, God the Father was willing to give His Son for you and me. And Jesus, the Son of God and God the Son, was willing to become a man. He was willing to be born of a virgin, to be laid in a feeding trough. He was willing to walk the dusty streets of Judea. He was willing to be laughed at and mocked and scorned and beaten and nailed to a tree. He was willing to drink that cup. Remember in the garden, He prayed, Lord, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I will, but what You will. He was willing to drink that cup, and in that cup was the cup of all the sin of the whole world, all your sin, all my sin, all Adolf Hitler's sin, all Osama bin Laden's sin, all the worst people in the world, all their sin put together. And He drank that cup. He took all of our sin into Himself, and He died on the cross for you and me. And all you and I have to do is believe on Him. You remember that Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16? He cried out before Paul and Silas and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Now, to believe, as is recorded in John 3:16, whosoever believes in Him, that means to trust in Him, that means to cling to Him, that means to put your full weight upon Him. It's not just checking off the box saying, well, I believe in God. I believe God is real. I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus is real. I believe Jesus died on the cross, and I even believe Jesus rose from the dead. The devil believes all of that too, but he's not saved. He's not going to heaven. The devil's going to spend eternity in hell. Lots of people who believe all those things about the Lord are going to be there with the devil in hell because they believe in their heads. They don't believe on their hearts, and they've never trusted in the Lord, and they've never clung to the Lord, and they've never put their full weight upon the Lord. They just believe facts about Him, and they've never given their hearts to Him. What makes the difference is when you give your heart to Him. And the big question is, have you done that? Have you done that? But people fear dying and going to hell. You don't need to fear that if you've trusted Christ. If you haven't, you need to give your heart to Christ before the night is through. Area number two. Not only do people fear dying and going to hell, people fear dying and leaving behind loved ones. As parents, we have this fear. I remember, especially when your kids are little, you think, well, I can't afford to die. Because then, well, who's going to raise my kids? And who's going to be there for my wife? And we can have those fears. What do you do about that? Well, it's obviously not God's design for you to be sleeping or trying to sleep at night and just so worried, oh, what if I die? Who's going to take care of this and who's going to take care of that? Oh, I'm just so worried about dying. I'm so afraid that I'm going to die and leave my loved ones behind. What do you do about that? Well, you make preparations for your unknown departure. That's a good thing to do. Nobody knows when he's going to die. It's an unknown departure. Adrian Rogers told the story. I thought it was very interesting about a pastor friend of his named Bob McNamee. And Bob McNamee called Adrian one day and said, Adrian, he said, there's a man I know that's on your church field who doesn't know the Lord. And he is really close to death. He just has days to live. And he said, Adrian, I have such a burden for him. Would you go talk to him about his soul? Would you talk to him about receiving Christ? And Adrian said, I will. And he went to talk to this man, Mr. Bourgeois, and he knocked on his door. He was a French Catholic, knocked on his door and shared who he was. And the man invited him in. And Adrian led that guy to Christ, this man who was just days before he died. And then Adrian called Bob McNamee and they rejoiced. And later that week, Pastor Bob, big, strong, stalwart, in his 30s, Bob, was eating dinner with his family, got up after dinner, had a massive heart attack, and died in his dining room. And Adrian said, I thought that was interesting. Here he calls me and tells me to go talk to Mr. Bourgeois, who just had days to live. He said, Mr. Bourgeois lived for several years. It was Bob McNamee that had days to live. See, we always think it's the other guy that's going to die. We're not going to die. But hey, Aaron, you don't know when you're going to die. I don't know when I'm going to die. And so when you have the fear of dying and leaving behind loved ones, what do you do? Make preparations for them. have a will, have insurance, take care of them as best you can in light of the fact that you don't know when you might die. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, but if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. I remember when I bought life insurance outside of the company that I was working for. I mean, I really went out and bought life insurance. And the guy was telling me, he said, you know, you need $1 million worth of life insurance. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. He said, well, it's not very expensive because you're young. And he said, you know, you think about it, you got three girls to raise and all the things associated with that. And it's really not that expensive when you're young to get lots of life insurance. And so I did, and I got some insurance for Debbie. And I felt like, okay, Lord, if you call me home, I know that my girls will be taken care of. And Debbie will be taken care of. And I'm going to meet their needs. So you prepare. That's one way to help you with that fear. The other way is to trust God to care for your loved ones. And God cares more about your loved ones than you do. And let's face it, sometimes we forget this. Your kids, your spouse, your relatives, your parents, they're not yours. They're God's. Ezekiel chapter 18, the Lord says, every soul is mine. My three girls are not mine. My wife's not mine. They're really God's. They belong to God. And God loves them more than I love them. You know, as much as we think, well, I just love my children, I just love my spouse, I just love my parents, I love them so much, you don't love them anything compared to how much God loves them. And so God says, just trust me with them. I know what I'm doing. I know how to take care of them. I don't need you to help me take care of them. I can take care of them without you. Scripture says in Matthew 18, verse 10, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. You know, we talk about guardian angels. The Lord, that's the verse about guardian angels. The Lord gives an angel to guard those little ones, and they're beholding the face of my Father who is in heaven. So you just trust God. If you're going to die and leave behind loved ones, you trust God to care for your loved ones.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and he'll be back in just a moment with the third fear that people have when it comes to death and dying. Stay with us. Everyone, and I mean everyone, is going to face difficulties in life. There's just no getting around it. And when we do encounter trials and tribulations, it can be easy to let fear take over. But God gives you and me a powerful promise for those hard times. He tells us in Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. Those are incredible promises. Are you passing through difficult waters today? Pastor Jeff's three-message series, Fear No Evil, can be a real blessing to you, and it's our special thank you gift for your support of any amount to From His Heart this month. And with that support, we'll also send you the companion booklet, When Fear Meets Faith. With the support of our listeners, we're able to broadcast today on over 850 stations around the nation and always online and on TV in 182 countries. Your support makes that happen, so thank you for your gift today. And when you do make that gift, we'll send you the three-message series, Fear No Evil, and the companion booklet, When Fear Meets Faith. Call 866-40-BIBLE. That's 866-40-BIBLE. Or go to fromhisheart.org. We are so appreciative of the faithful partners we have. God bless you. Now let's get back to the uplifting message that'll help you overcome the fear of death. Here's Pastor Jeff.
Area number three, people fear that their loved ones will die. Now this is a little different. It's not that I'm going to die. It's that my wife might die. My kids might die. Oh, there are lots of folks that have a tremendous fear, Christians. They know they're right with God. They know that if they died, they'd go to heaven, but they're so afraid because they're afraid for their children. Now, I've experienced this more, this fear, and fighting this fear more since my middle daughter, Amy, has gone off to college. because I don't see her as much, and I'm not in her life as much, and I'm not there to watch over her, and I'm not there to see who's hanging around her and what kind of lug nuts are coming around the door. You know, those guys can be like roaches. It's like, get away from here, you know, and I'm not there to watch out for that. Now, I trust Amy, but I don't trust a lot of the other people that might want to attach themselves to her. And so there's a little bit of fear, and Austin can be a crazy place. And, you know, walking around at night, and Debbie and I tell her, listen, you be careful. You know, if you're someplace late at night in campus and you have to walk home, you get somebody to walk with you, you call the campus police or whatever. You just don't allow yourself to be put in a situation where someone could harm you. And see, sometimes that can grip your heart. Have you ever had the situation where you are waiting for someone to come home? Maybe it's your spouse or maybe it's your children or and it's late and they're not home yet. And it's like, where are they? Or they're traveling and they're supposed to call you and they haven't called yet. And you can feel that fear just rising up in your heart. The loss of a loved one is huge. How do you combat that fear? Well, you have to be careful with that fear. And parents especially have to be careful with that fear. Beware that protection, the natural protection that you have for your kids, doesn't become overprotection. Vanessa Oakes wrote a book called Safe and Sound, Protecting Your Child in an Unpredictable World. And she said this, when protection turns to overprotection, regardless of how we rationalize it, it has serious long-term consequences for a child's self-esteem and sense of well-being. Overprotection masquerades itself as love, but it's really motivated by fear. And the Bible tells us there is no fear in love. And so when you fear that something's going to happen to your loved ones, and you say, well, I'm just trying to protect. It's just because I love them so much. God says, no, because there is no fear in love. And it boils down again to trusting God with your loved ones and giving those over to God to not only care for your loved ones, but to look out for your loved ones. And then we're to be grateful for every day that we have with our loved ones. See, they don't belong to us. They belong to God. And God doesn't check with us if He is wanting to do something that we would think, God, don't do that because this isn't a good thing for me. And as much as God loves us, God would say, you don't understand, I'm doing things that affect billions of people. I'm working my plan that's going to be perfect, not just for you because I work all things together for good, but that's going to have far-reaching effects to billions and billions of people. And sometimes God has to do something over here that we don't like that can be very painful and very hurtful for us, but He does it because He's working all things together for your good and His glory. And so the perspective that you and I need to have as it relates to our children is the perspective that Job had. You know, I don't think we can understand and fathom what Job went through. Job lost everything in a day. Everything. All his wealth, all his servants, all his kids. He had 10, 7 sons, 3 daughters. Lost them all like that. And gets the news, all your children are gone. And Job said in Job chapter 1, in verse 21, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, was his heart broken? Yes. Was he overcome with grief? Yes. Satan said he had cursed God to his face. He didn't do that. He praised God. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, those kids belong to you. They don't belong to me. And Lord, I choose to trust you. And see, with our children, and I'm speaking to myself because I can fall into this same being fearful over my kids, as I told you. With our children, we have to have the perspective that every day with them is a gift from God because He doesn't owe us. He doesn't owe giving us children that will live to be 100. Every day is a gift. I did a funeral for a child who died, and I remember running across a story, and it was a story about parent who had lost a child at a young age, 12, 13 years old. And the pastor was talking to these folks and he was grieving with them. And he said, I want you to look at this from this perspective. He said, if God had come to you 12 years ago and said, I have a child, a very, very special child, beautiful, fun, funny, wholesome, just a great, great kid, and they're only going to be here a short time, just 12 years, and I need to find the right home to put this child in, someone who'll love them and care for them and be there for them, only for that short period of time. And God were to say, would you like to have this child, even though it's only for 12 years? And that brokenhearted mom and dad said, we would choose to have that child, even if it was only for 12 years. And it put a whole different perspective on it. See, because everything is a gift from God. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And yes, we'd all like to have our children outlive us. Everybody wants to live to a full life and a good quality of life until you're old and gray and just, you know, go into bed one day at 100 turn up your toes and die, and your kids who are in their 70s are all around your bed. I mean, that's the way we envision, oh, wouldn't that be great? But it's not like that for very many people. And sometimes the reverse happens. Sometimes a child dies before a parent and it leaves a hole in your heart. Listen, I don't think you ever get over that. I think you get through it, but I don't think you get over it. But you got to look at it as a gift from God, that child, because God doesn't owe you. Area number four, people fear the pain of dying. The pain of dying. Woody Allen said, I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens. Now, some people say, well, I know I'm right spiritually, but I just don't want to go through the process of dying because it's going to be painful and the horrors of this. And Bill Bright had a terrible, horrible disease that caused his lungs to turn into concrete. And he died a painful death. And he said, God gave me this disease. He prayed for healing and God didn't give him healing. He said, God gave me this disease to show the Christian world and show to the world how a Christian is to die, trusting God all the way. And hey, when you have something terrible that comes in your life and it does begin to eat away your life and you are in your last days and you say, I'm afraid of those last days, you remember this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because you're with me. And the Lord will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll walk you through that valley and he'll take you on to glory. You and I don't need to be afraid. God doesn't want us to fear death. The devil wants to keep us locked down in the fear of death. And Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead. And he broke those chains and he took the power away from the devil. And we can say with Paul in the book of 1 Corinthians, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's message was called The Fear of Death. You only heard part two today. The entire lesson is available online at fromhisheart.org to listen to again, or you can order an individual copy of the entire 45-minute message on CD or MP3 download. It's from Pastor Jeff's seven-lesson series, God's Answer to Your Fears. You can also order that online at fromhisheart.org or call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Larry Nobles. Thank you so very, very much for joining us. And we invite you to be here again next time for the next life-changing message that will reveal another of God's answers for your fears, right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. go to fromhisheart.org.